This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Two big Hollywood projects have just wrapped up, Kevin Costner's football flick Draft Day and the Captain America sequel. But I'm dropping the lead here. They wrapped in Cleveland. Ohio's film tax credits are at work here, but do they really deliver to the wider economy? From WCPN in Cleveland, Brian Bull reports.
2 years ago, the Avengers movie crew spent more than $20 million in Cleveland. Izzy Schachner owns a local catering company. He's come to rely on the bump his business gets from these movie productions.
It could add up to maybe about 30% of our total revenues for the year. One film.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. I see it only getting better as long as the tax credit continues to renew.
Ohio's tax credit for films has been around a few years. It reimburses filmmakers 25% of what they spend in Ohio. That's been generous enough to lure movie shoots away from Michigan and New York. Ivan Schwartz heads up the Greater Cleveland Film Commission. He says since the state's film tax credit was put into effect, more than 40 productions have come to Northeast Ohio.
What we're trying to do is slowly and methodically grow this industry, create a scenario where anybody that has the right skill set can work in this industry 24/7, 365 days a year.
But the problem is, nearly every state government's been trying to rework their tax laws to bring a little Hollywood glamour into their front yard.
These incentives are a loser.
That's Zach Schiller with Policy Matters Ohio. He says there's a reason to be skeptical. That's because most states don't bring in enough revenue from the films to justify the tax breaks.
Let's face it, having some big Hollywood stars in your town is a nice thing, but we certainly are not going to have 40 states building film industries based on their tax credits.
Yet, Ohio's pushing on. The governor doubled down, taking Ohio's film tax credits from $10 million to $20 million a year. But in nearby Wisconsin, the tax credits have bombed after years of measly returns. So Wisconsin's latest state budget leaves its film tax incentives on the cutting room floor. In Cleveland, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.